right, there is a fascinating Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph here in Maseches Makos, where the Gemara discusses, we know there's a rule, Nimsa Echnon Karav Apostle Edusin Betela, that if one of the witnesses is a Karav Apostle, is related or is Apostle in some other way, the whole Edus is batal. So the Gemara asks what really should be a very fundamental question. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa Labayi, Elameyata Harug Yatzil. If that's the case, that whenever someone that witnessed the event is a Karav or Apostle, the whole Eidos is Batel, the murder victim should be able to save his murderer. Got that? Murder victim should be able to save his murderer. Why? Because one of the people that witnesses the event is the victim. So there you have a Karov or Apostle, and he's a Karov to himself, right? So you have a Karov or Apostle who's amongst the Edim who witnessed the event. And therefore, there should never be able to be Eidos on a murder. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Elameyata Harug Yatzil. Says the Gemara, Kisha Hargu Me'achorav. Enochinami, yeah, he would be able to save the murderer if he witnessed his own murder. But if the murder victim didn't witness his own murder, then we're going to kill the murderer. What do you mean he didn't witness his own murder? The guy attacked him from behind. He never saw it coming. Someone came from behind and stabbed him in the back, and that's how he killed him, or shot him in the back, that's how he killed him, and therefore, he's not going to be able to save. But Eino Chinami, if he attacked him from the front and he sees, oh my God, this guy's killing me, so that's one of the Edim, and therefore he could save the murderer from being prosecuted. Unbelievable. The Gemara goes on to say, well, wait a second. Nirva Yatzil. The halacha should be that someone in the case of, of homosexual relations, let's say someone was raped homosexually, so the one who was the victim should be able to save the other guy from getting killed for committing this act because he was a witness. The victim was a witness. Kisharavu me'achorav. No, he did it from behind, so he couldn't see, and therefore he's not a witness. Okay, says the Gemara, great, the victim's not going to save, but Hore Gviroveya Yatzilu. What does that mean? You know who else witnesses a murder? The murderer witnesses a murder. You know who else witnesses a rape? The rapist witnesses a rape. You have the criminal himself be as one of the witnesses to the event. And all you need is one witness to the event, who's the Karov or Apostle, and the whole Eidos is going to be batel. So we should never be able to get anybody for murder. We should never be able to get anybody for ones, because he's a witness to the event. It says the Gemara, Ishtik. He had nothing to say. How are you going to answer that? It's a great kasha. But then, Kiyasa l'kamei de Rava, they finally brought this kasha to Rava, this bomb kasha. Amarle, Yakum davar. Rava answered, no, it says Yakum Davar when it describes Eidos. What does the pasuk actually say? Lo Yakum Erechad Vishal Kol Avanu Kol Chatas B'Kol Cheta Sheyachta Al Pi Shnei Eidim O Al Pi Shlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. So you see from there, B'Mekayme Davar Akasim Medaber. The pasuk is speaking about those who established the matter. What does that mean? What is the answer of the Gemara? The kasha you got, right? The murderer should always save because he's a Karav or Apostle. And so you found one of the people who witnessed it is always a Karav or Apostle. How do you understand the answer of the Gemara? How we understand that answer of the Gemara holds the key to one of the most fundamental ideas in all of Hilchos Eidos, in all of Hilchos Shtaros, and in all of Hilchos Beis Din. That's what I want to discuss today. The two ways to understand that answer, how it relates to all of Hilchos Eidos, all of Hilchos Shtaros, and all of Hilchos Beis Din. Yeah?
The person who's going to testify cannot have been involved in the actual mice, whatever the mice.
Why not? Why not?
Because he's
a baldover. He's a baldover. The point is that what you're saying is one of the approaches. One way to understand the Gemara's answer is b'mekai medaver kasam medaver means that there are different roles in any event, in any crime that happens. There are those who are involved in the crime, meaning both the victim and the perpetrator, and then there are those who witness the crime. When we say that if one of the Edim is a Karav or Apostle, that's only if one of the people who witnesses the crime is a Karav or Apostle. Someone who's involved in the crime is not called a witness. He doesn't have a shame aid at all. He's not considered a witness. If we had to label the characters, you're shown a picture of a crime. You see one guy like this with a knife, and the other guy's screaming, ah! And then, you know, people standing around. And you have to label who's who. So the guy standing like this with the knife, that guy is? The Roidev. Good, the criminal. The guy who's screaming, ah, don't do it. He's the victim. And the people standing around? Those are the witnesses. Great. If one of those people, one of the witnesses, is a Karav Apostle, that's when they do Son Betela. But if the victim or the criminal is a Karav Apostle, they're not witnesses. They don't have a shame aid cloud. They don't have a shame aid at all. That's one way to understand the answer of the Gemara. The other way to understand the answer of the Gemara, that's how the Rashbam understands the answer to the Gemara. That there's a gzeiras hakasav, that it's only mekaimei davar, not the osei davar, that count as edim. So the edus is only batel if one of the people who are defined as edim is a karav or apostle. The other way to understand the answer to the Gemara is the way the Ri understands it. The Ri writes that the answer to the Gemara is very simply, that when we say Nimtza Echriyam Karav Apostle Eidusim Betel, if one person is a Karav Apostle Eidus is Batel, which moment in time do we look at to see whether someone is a Karav Apostle? Do we look at the moment that the crime is occurring, or do we look at the moment that the testimony is being offered and based? Meaning, B'mekayme Adavar Kos Medaber means, says the Ri, that when we say that if someone is a Karav Apostle, the Eidus is going to be batel, that means that if, when Beis Din accepts Eidim, one of the group that comes to Beis Din is a Karav or Apostle, then the Eidus is going to be batel. But certainly, you can have Krovim Apsulim witnessing an event. There's nothing wrong with them seeing the event, as long as they don't all come as a group to Beis Din. If they come all as a group to Beis Din to testify about the event, that's when we say Nimtza Echriyam Karav Apostle. So yeah, every time there's a murder, there's a murderer and there's a murder victim, and they are both Karav Apostle, but they're not coming to testify. So if they don't come to testify, they're not part of the group that's testifying, so you don't have a problem of Nimtza Echriyam Karav Apostle. Those are the two Malachim.
Let's say the Krogan are the only ones that actually witnessed the murder happening.
Then you're of Edom.
They can't come and say that this guy murdered.
Right. Kodesh Baruch will take care of that one. That Beis Din can't take care of that one. Well, they're arguing what the Gemara means. I'm not sure. What do you mean?
No, about two brothers who, as much as Israel, I think two brothers in the
Gemara. Ah, right. My Yasu Shneachin, Shorachat Shargas and Efesh. Yeah. So that's, yeah, the Gemara discusses exactly that, right? What do you do? What else would you do if two brothers came and saw someone? That's, it's going on that Mishnah. No, isn't it the same Mishnah? Right, that two brothers come and say that we saw someone kill somebody. How else are you going to deal with this? We have to ask them, what was your intention when you... who did Asisu? Did you come to testify or not? Good. So these are the two approaches. Now, there is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samech Hei Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin indicates that there are two totally different types of Eidus. There are two tracks of Eidus. The Gemara says, let's say you have a wedding. Chasan and Kala, every once in a while you have on one of these summer programs or something, some 15-year-old kid that gets the brilliant idea that he's going to take a piece of jewelry or something, and he's going to give it to his girlfriend, and he's going to say, Hareya Mekadesh Lipitavah Zukadas Moshe Yisrael, and he's going to get married. He's going to make a mockery of the whole thing. He's going to get married. So they always have the shaylas of all the poskim have discussions. What do we do? Is the girl now, does she need a get? She can be asura to a kohen because he decided to do this ma'aseh kiddushin. But let's say there were no eidim present to see this chacham who did a ma'aseh kiddushin on his 15-year-old girlfriend. Right? There were no eidim that were present. So do we say that they're married or are they not married? So the Gemara says over there, even if the Chasan and the Kala are moda that there was a Kiddushin, they both agree that it happened. No one's arguing about the Metzias. Everyone, and we believe them. They're not liars. They never told a lie in their life. We believe them. Still, the Kiddushin is not Chal without Eidim. So what you see from there is that Eidos, when it comes to Kiddushin at least, is not just about verifying that something happened. Eidos is about making it happen. It creates the Kiddushin. It doesn't just verify that the event happened. We could have known that the event happened, and still there won't be a Kiddushin. The Eidos is critical to make the Kiddushin a valid Kiddushin. By Dine Mamonis, it's not that way. The Gemara over there says there are two Amorayim divided up the Nechasim, and there were Eidim in the division of the property. And the Gemara says, maybe you only need Eidim, because if one of them is Chozer, you need Eidos that they actually divided it up, and that is they have to live by the agreement that they made, and we need Eidos therefore to the agreement. Or maybe no, maybe the Eidos is what makes the Chaluka a Chaluka. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Ravashi lo ivru sahadi ella l'shakri. The purpose of Eidim in any Dine Mamonis deal is just to make sure that no one's going to deny the facts later. It's to verify what actually happened. I made a deal with you. I'm selling you this watch for $100. We had a deal, and it was supposed to be, and you paid me already, and I I'm supposed to deliver the watch. Why do we need Eidim? Because I might deny that you paid me already. But if we both agree, then of course I owe you the watch. If you say to me, well, I already gave you $100, give me the watch, and I say, no, I'm not going to do that because where are the Eidim? Well, do you deny that I agree that you gave me $100? I agree that I agreed to give you the watch, but there were no Eidim. So if there are no Eidim, I don't have to give you the watch. That's ridiculous. Of course I still have to give it to you. By Dine Mamonis, the Eidim are just there in case someone's going to lie, in case someone is going to try to back out. So we need Eidim to verify what the Metzius was, to verify what happened. But when it comes to Kiddushin, that's not the role of the Eidim. The Chas and the Kala, they could all agree what happened. The role of the Eidim is to do what? The role of the Eidim is to make the Kiddushin. It creates the sense of Kiddushin. Tosfos over there says, you see from here, says Rabbi Natan, that to make a Kinyan work, even a Kinyan Chalipin, Eidim are totally unnecessary. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, to make it happen, as we call Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, is only by Kiddushin. The whole klal, let's say, of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim, that you always need two Eidim for a Davar Sheba'erva, says Reb Chaim in Chesibim V'Chalitza, that's a din in Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's a din in the specific Eidus of Kiddushin kind of Eidus, the Eidus that makes something happen. But the Eidus L'Birur HaDavar, to just verify what happened, then there's no rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. That's the rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. Meaning, what's the chiddush of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim? From Mammon, you also need two witnesses, no? In order to be Mechayev someone to pay. You always need two witnesses. What's the rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim? Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim tells us that unlike by Mammon, where the transaction is going to be chal, whether there are witnesses or not, you only need the witnesses to prove what happened. By Kiddushin, yes, you need two witnesses to prove what happened, but once, even if you know what happened, you need two witnesses to make it work, to make it happen, for the chalos to even work. There are two deos in Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Tes Amud Aleph as to when the zman of Eidos is determined. The reholds that Eid HaMeir, yeah?
Is that true for all the different, like, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? Is that true for all three of them?
Yeah, we'll get to Bia in a second, yeah. The reholds, like we just pointed out before, that Eid HaMeir is Eidos. The Rashbam holds that it's Shas Re'ia that determines the Eidos, which means that according to the Re, if you want to tell me Nimtzeh Chameyam Karav Apostle Eidusim Betela, when is it Nimtzeh Chameyam Karav Apostle Eidusim Betela? Says the Re, when they come to Beis Din as a group. I don't care who saw it. So when they come to Beis Din as a group, that's where one of them can't be a Karav Apostle. Whereas Rashbam says, no, Eid HaMeid, it's whenever they saw it. Nafkamina would be, if let's say we know that there was a Karav Apostle that saw it, so would you say that the Eidus is Batel if that Karav Apostle doesn't show up at the Shas Haggadah? Or vice versa. Another nafkamina is Tosfos writes, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The halacha is that someone who's an Eid cannot become a Dayan. So what does that mean? Does that mean anyone who saw the event cannot become a Dayan? Or does it mean anyone who initially came to Beis Din to testify cannot become a Dayan? People who saw the event could still be a Dayan, but if they show up to Beis Din to testify, they cannot be a Dayan. Tosfos, again, these two deos in how to understand the answer of our Gemara Makos is exactly this issue. Is it the Eid HaMeid that determines Echad Be'am Karav Apostle, or is it the Eid HaRoah that determines Karav Apostle? Now, the Nesivus explains that there are various people that don't have a shame Eid at all, and that's, again, like we said, according to the way the Rashbam understands the answer of the Gemara. The way the Rashbam understands the answer of the Gemara is that that Mekayme Adavar and not the Osei Davar, that only those who are labeled as Edim can be Edim, those who are labeled as Balei Davar cannot be Edim. L'chora, this would be Chapanav Gemina by the two types of Edus. When it comes to Edus of Kiddushin, when's the critical moment? At the time that they witness the event, or at the time that they come to Beis Din to be made on the event? So when you're dealing with Edus Lekiyum HaDavar, it's a Davar Pashut, that it's all about the time that they witness the event. When are the Eidei Kiddushin never going to be called to Beis Din to testify that a couple is married? Never happens. You have Eidei Kiddushin, all the weddings you went to, and none of them have ever yet been called to Beis Din to testify that the couple's been married. The Eidus is very clearly all about the time of the event, because that's when the chalos is created. That's what makes them married. But when it comes to Eidus Lebirur Hadava, when it comes to Eidus to verify what happened, that's where you have room for machlokas, whether it's the Shas Ri'iya or the Shas Haggadah. Yeah?
Of this basin, assuming that it's only the Shas, they go to the basin themselves to the Kamadar, or that's when actually he miscounts. Is that, can basin, can they give them advice like not to come together? Are they allowed to, like,
probably, I would think so.
You shouldn't come together,
yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
In the case of, let's say, somebody testifies on something that happened, why does it matter who saw it?
Again, that's the question. Do you determine Eidus based on the time of the event? That who saw it determines the Eidus?
What does that mean, determine Eidus?
Because what makes a group of Eidim? Is a group of Eidim the group that saw it together? Or is the group of Eidim the group that comes to testify about it together? Now, certainly when it comes to Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, it certainly matters who saw it.
But it doesn't matter. So let's say you had a group of 20 people who saw it in the night. So they saw it. They're witnesses, right? They're not considered witnesses until they.
So good. So that's the machlokes Rishonim. Certainly that day on Rishonim seems to be more mistaver. Seems to make more sense.
You have 20 women that saw it.
Right.
They're still witnesses.
So a woman, we would say, is not even a shame aid. Doesn't have a shame aid to begin with. A katan doesn't have a shame aid. Yeah, but they don't have a shame aid. A guy doesn't have a shame aid. A shota doesn't have a shame aid. But Krav Mepsulim could have a shame aid, but they just have a din of a Krav Mepsulim. So that's the chiluk the Nesivus makes. The Ritva discusses in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel that there is a klal, Ein Shliach Nasa Aid. A Shliach cannot become an aid. Meaning, let's say you are sent to do the Kiddush. Your friend is getting married, except he doesn't want to show up. There's a big football game. He can't miss it. So he asks you to go be Mekadish Nisha for him. You're a Shliach. Can you also be an aid kiddushin at that wedding? So the shliach for nyani kiddushin cannot be an aid kiddushin. So the Gemara says, why not? My time in the Rabbi Shila. Why does Rabbi Shila hold that a shliach for nyani kiddushin cannot also be an aid for kiddushin? The Gemara answers, Bisham delo amr lehavli aid, meaning he was not appointed to be an aid. He was appointed to be a shliach, not to be an aid. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Who says you need to appoint someone to be an aide? If you don't, do you think if you're Mekadesh Nisha in front of two witnesses and you don't tell them first, Atem Eidah, you guys are my aidim, that it's not a Kiddushin? Of course it's a Kiddushin, the Gemara says. It's Vadai Kiddushin, it works as a Kiddushin. You have to appoint the guy to be an aide? So why would we say the shliach can't be an aid because he was never appointed to be an aid? He doesn't have to be appointed to be an aid. So the Ritva explains that you're right. Midine edus, in order to serve as an aid, you don't need yichud edim. You don't need to appoint someone and say, you are going to be my aid kiddushin. That happens even without minu, just by watching it. However, whenever there's a group of people that contains ksherim, psulim, krovim, all different types of people, then you need to be miyached edi kiddushin. Not midine edus. In order for someone to have a din of an aid, you need to appoint. No, that's not why. But in order to avoid the problem of nimsa echoneim karov apostle, edusan betela, you have to say, you know what? You two, you're a group of edim. Which means, as follows, every time a couple gets married, they're very often a room full of krovim or psulim, hopefully more krovim than psulim, but a room full of people that are krovim and that are witnessing also. If you hold that it's the Shas Re'iyas HaMaisa that determines the Eidos, and certainly by Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, it is the Shas Re'iyas HaMaisa that determines the Eidos, shouldn't every wedding be invalid because there's Nimtza Echoneim Karov Apostle? So says the Ritva, that's why by a wedding you need Minoy Eidim. You need to say, I'm appointing you as my Eidim. You ever heard at a wedding they say, called as the Eid of Kedushin, appointed by the Chasm to the exclusion of all others? Whatever that means. Rav Shachter thinks that everyone misunderstands what that means, what salvation meant by that. But the point is that they have to understand. They have to understand that they are not joining with other people. It's not that the Chasm is appointing them to the exclusion of all others and he's determining that everyone else is not an aid. He doesn't get to do that. I don't get to choose who's an aide. People who see it, that makes them an aide. If you see the wedding, you are an aide. That's what makes an aide. When we say to the exclusion of all others, it means that they themselves realize, or they themselves separate themselves and say, I'm not shaykh to the rest of the crowd. And therefore, I'm not a group with the rest of the crowd. Me and this other fellow with me, we are the aidim. And that's it. The rest of the crowd is another group of Eidos. But that group is going to be Apostle, because it's going to be Nimsech and Imkar of Apostle. But my group is Kosher, my group is good. See, even though we're generally speaking, we don't say Nimsech and Imkar of Apostle, Mishas Ru'iyah, we only say Mishas Haggadah, the Haggadah is Eidos. But Kiddushin is Eidos L'Kiyam Adavar. So it's got to be Mishas Ru'iyah. So the Ritva is very clear, that when it comes to Eidos L'Birur Hadavar, the Eidos is the Re'iyah and the Haggadah together. So the Shas Haggadah is Koveya the Eidos. But when it comes to Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, which is not about verifying that anything happened, it's just about making Chalos Kiddushin, it's totally dependent on Shas Re'iyah, on when you saw it. And that's why you've seen that minhag at chasanah. So next time you're sitting at a chuppah, and they announce, we're appointed as eidim to the exclusion of all others, and the guy next to you says, what the heck does that mean? Now you could say, no, it doesn't mean that the chasanah is not appointing anyone else. That's irrelevant. It means that the eidim themselves realize, or are separating themselves from the rest of the group, so that there won't be a karav or apostle in the group, because they're making their own mini-group. That's what it means to the exclusion of all others. Now, just like there are two types of Eidos, Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar and Eidos L'Birur HaDavar, there's also two types of Shtaros, and there's also two types of Batei Din. Reb Chaim in Yibam Chalitza Parag Dalid quotes two possibilities of how to explain Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. Why is it that by Kiddushin we need Eidim just to make the Kiddushin work? By a get. We need Eidim just to make it a valid get. Why don't we say, well, if everyone agrees that it happened, it happened. What do you need the Eidim for? So it's possible, one possibility is, that whenever there's a chalos, whenever there's this change in status, that's when you need Eidim to kiyum HaDavar. Beforehand, this woman was a penuya, now she's an Eishas Ish. That's a status change. Status change demands Eidim to kiyum HaDavar. Or you could say, that the Eidos of Kiddushin or of Gittin or of any Dover Sheba Erva is an event that requires a very high level of das, a very high level of purposeful intention to do something. And das on a Dover Sheba Erva has to be on such a high level that you need to show a very significant amount of seriousness in what you are doing. How do you show that you mean it? That you're really serious? That you're taking this really seriously? By getting Edom involved. By having Edom there. That raises the level of the transaction. When I'm dealing with the name Mamanus, so there's a certain level of das needed. I can't be a katan. 5-year-old can't be involved in the Dina Mamanus transaction, so you need a certain level of das. When it comes to Edus for Kiddushin, when it comes to the das needed for Kiddushin, for Gittin, it's not enough to be a gadol. You need to show that you're a gadol who's serious. How do you show that you're a gadol who's serious? You bring Edom along. I'm so serious about this that I have Edus. Therefore, if you were to have a Dover Sheba Erva that didn't require Das, that for some reason Das wasn't necessary, would you need Edom? According to the first approach, that the reason you need Edom by a Dover Sheba Erva is because whenever there's a status change, you need Edom. So if you were to come up with a case of a Dover Sheba Erva that doesn't require any Das, you would still need Edom. Because it's a status change. But according to the second approach, that the reason you need Edus for Dover Sheba Erva is it's an expression of a high level das. Well, if you could come up with a case of a Dover Sheba Erva that doesn't require any das, well, then you won't need Edus. So all we need to do to come up with an nafka mina is find that magical case. Where is there a Dover Sheba Erva that doesn't require das? There's one example of a Dover Sheba Erva that doesn't require das. And that is, we're doing a Daf Yomi, Yibum. The Gemara in Yevamos Mem Gimel and Beis, Yibum happens through a Maisa Bia. The brother of the deceased man who died without any children does a Maisa Bia on his Yevama without any das. It works even b'shogeg, ba'ona. He thought it was his wife, didn't even realize it was his Yevama. Doesn't matter, counts as Yibum. He landed on her somehow and ended up having a ma'aseh bia. Doesn't matter, counts as yibum. By yibum, by chalitza, it would turn out, if it's all about das, you wouldn't need any edus. But if it's all about a shinoi in the status, a status change, then you would need edus for yibum and chalitza. That's our test case. Going back to what Danny was saying before and connecting to this, tells us in Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis and Beis has the following discussion. The Gemara over there says you could be Mekadesh B'Kesef B'Shtar Ubiya, Mishnah says, first Mishnah Kiddushin, but Rav Man Gid Aman De Mekadesh B'Biya. Rav used to punish those who would be Mekadesh B'Biya. As Mori V'Rabbi Rav Silver used to say, it's not the yeshivish thing to do, to be Mekadesh B'Biya. Why? Mishum pritzusa. Because it's a pritzus to be Mekadesh B'Biya. What does that mean, it's a pritzus to be Mekadesh B'Biya? What's the pritzus of being Mekadesh B'Biya? So Rabbeinu Tam writes, because in order to do Kiddushin, you need Edim. That's a pritzus. You can have Edim to the B'Biya? Awful. That's a pritzus. However, Taisus asks in that, that the Gemara in Yevamos base says a Yibum only requires Bia. But Midrabanan, we also do another Kinyan Kesef before the Bia. That's what we call Ma'amer. So Gemara says that if someone does Yibum without doing the Ma'amer, without being Ma'amer, without doing that Maisa Kiddushin first, that's Asur Mishum Pritzusa. But if the whole Vart in Pritzus is that how could you do Pritzus, how could you do Bia in front of witnesses, that's the whole Vart in the Pritzus. Well, by Yibim, it's not Shaykh to say that. By Yibim, there's no witnesses anyway. Well, I shouldn't say it. Tosus asks, by Yibim, that's not Shaykh, such a Pritzus. That can't be what Pritzus means by Yibim. So how can you say that that's that the pretzel by being mekadesh b'bia is just that you're having bia in front of witnesses? That's not what it means by yibum. What does Tosus mean by that? Why does he assume that that's not the pretzel of yibum? So in terms of explaining Tosus, machlokas achronim what Tosus means. Machlokas sharamelech in the gra. It could be that Tosus is saying, because yibum doesn't require eidim at all. There's no need for eidim by yibum. So therefore, Tosus asks that if the whole problem with doing kiddush bia is that you're gonna have to do it in front of eidim, well, you don't have that problem by yibum, because by yibum there's no need for eidim. Why would there be no need for eidim by yibum? Because there's no need for das, and whenever there's no need for das, there's no need for eidim. Eidus l'kiyum adavar is an expression of a high order of das. That's the shitas hagra and Ebenezer Simon Kuf Samuch Vav Sivchat Das. That's in Chuvas Harash Mechel Dal Simon Shin Chav Ches. Yibum doesn't require aid. Shara Melech, however, understands Tulsa totally differently, based on what the Rush says over there, that Yibum does require aid. It requires aid of Slakiyim Adavar, just like any other Davar Sheberve. In Davar Sheberve, Bachs Mishnai. Tosus is asking on Rabbeinu Tam that Kiddushin requires Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar, and if you do Kiddush Bia, the Eidim will see the Bia. But by Kiddushin, it makes sense that if you choose to do Kiddush Kesef instead, then there won't be any preachers that the Eidim won't see anything, right? But by Yibum, what are we doing? On a Doraisa level, you need to do the Yibum. Midrabanan, we throw in as an extra thing to do this Kiddush Kesef also, but that's only Midrabanan. So even if you do the Ma'amer, you know what you're still going to need? You're still going to need a Yibum with Eidim. So why is that any less of a pretzels? Tosus is asking Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Sharm Melech understands. Why is it any less of a pretzels to do the Ma'amer first, to do this Kiddush HaKesef first, before the Yibum, if any way the Yibum needs Eidim? So if your whole problem of Eidus for Kiddush HaBia is that it's a pretzels for Eidim to watch such a thing, why does the Gemara say that it's not a pritzus to do yibum as long as you do ma'amer first? Yibum also needs eidim. Sharmelch is assuming, why does yibum need eidim? Because he's assuming that what's the reason that ein davar shebarav chokas mishnayim, what's the word of eidus kiyum adavar? It's not an expression of das, it's an expression of change of status. And when this woman was originally a yavama, now she's becoming married to him, she was originally Zakuk Liavim, now she's married to... That's a change of status. So that makes... That requires Eidus. I mean, all that is just in the world of Eidus. What?
A woman who's married and her husband dies, she has a status already changed there. But she's not a mother.
She's not an Alman yet. She is a Zakuka. She's Yavama. Her husband didn't have any children. She's not Muteris Lashuk yet. She can't go marry someone else yet. She needs Yibum or Chalitza.
She had children. She had children, she
had right, but that's not the case. I'm talking about Yibum over here.
Saying, but in a case of status change, right? Women don't even need it for
to
see the deceased husband.
Oh, see that a guy dies. Yeah. No, that happens on its own. That happens on its own. That's a status change that happens on its own. She's like, how can the status change happen on its own? She doesn't have a husband. There's nothing to... It's not that we're changing the status. The Ribbono Shel Olam changes status, meaning that there's just no husband anymore. It's just not there. I hear you telling me. But just like we have these two types of eidos, eidos l'kiyum adavar, eidos l'bir adavar, there's also two types of shtaros. There's shtar l'kiyum adavar and shtar l'bir adavar. Sometimes the shtar is just there to let us know that something happened. I borrow money from you, and we write a shtar that says that I borrowed $100 from you. What's the point of that shtar? In case I ever deny that I borrowed $100 from you, we have a shtar that verifies that I borrowed $100 from you. And that's the whole point of the shtar. Let's say we lose the shtar, do I still owe you $100? We lose the shtar? Of course I still owe you $100. It's a shtar raya. It's what we call a shtar raya. It's just there, libira davar. It's there to clarify what happened and to prove what happened. But then there's another kind of shtar, not called a shtar raya, a shtar kinyan, where the whole chalos is made al yidei shtar. The whole transaction is created through the shtar. And that's the equivalent of what we would call Eidus Lekiyum Adav. What Eidus Lekiyum Adav is to Eidus, Ashtar Raya is to Shtarus. Ashtar Kinyan is to Shtarus. Which means that there is no transaction without the Shtar. Where do you have such a thing? A woman is Miskadesha, so you could be Mekadesh Nisha. How? Kesef, Shtar, or Bia? What's the purpose of that Shtar? Is it to prove that there was a Maisa Kiddushin? No. It's to make a Maisa Kiddushin. The Shtar is Koveya, the Ishus. It's a Shtar Kinyan, not just a Shtar Raya. What's a Ksuba? Shtar Kinyan or Shtar Raya? So Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. Proves that this guy committed himself to pay X amount of money. A get, Shtar Kinyan or Shtar Raya? Shtar Kinyan. It makes her no longer married. It changes the status. It happens to be that they could use a get as a shtar raya also, if afterwards someone questions, are you really divorced or are you not? So she can use the get to prove that she's divorced, but fundamentally, it's a shtar kinyan. Shtar shichrur of an eved. To let an eved free. Shtar raya or shtar kinyan? Shtar kinyan. The eved becomes free through that shtar. The Gemara in Gittin, the Vayin Aleph, says that Eidus has to be Alpi. Alpi Shnayim Eid. And that's why the Gemara says we need Mipihem Velo Mipiksava. Eidus in a Shtar doesn't help. Tos in Yevamis, in the Flamet Aleph and Beis, the Ibn Masal Duchazu explains that the Pasuk is Koveya, that Eidus needs to Dafka be verbal. Someone who's able to speak. So a mute person who's Eino Yachol Daber can't be an Eid. But someone who's able to be medaber can even write his edus. So no, when it says alpi, it means it has to be someone who's ra'ui to speak. But as long as you're right to speak, you can even write your edus. That's what Tosfos writes. But Rav Rishonim disagree with that, and they all that no. Even if you're able to speak, you're not able to say edus b'ksav. Edus has to be dafka verbal. According to Rav Rishonim, though, how does shtar work? If edus has to be verbal, how can you have two edim signed on a shtar? Isn't that written Eidus? How does Shtar work? So the Rambam in the third paragraph of Chassidus writes that midibrei sofrim were chotchem dinei mamnos peidus b'shtar k'dei shaltin al dalas b'fnei lov. On a daraisa level, it shouldn't work. Shtar should not work because it's Eidus and ksav. It's Eidus and writing. But midirabbanan, no one's ever going to lend money to anybody if they can't rely on a shtar. So therefore, midirabbanan, we ignore mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam and we allow a shtar to work. But that Rambam is very difficult. The Ramban asks, and say for a mitzvah shorosh beis, that if shtar is only drabanan, what about a get? A get can't be drabanan. Get, it says in the Torah, because of the sefer krisos. That's got to be doraisa. So the Nesivos points out that the Rambam makes perfect sense. There's a difference between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Eidus can't be biksav. That's a din in eidus lebirur adavar, in something being a shtar raya. That can't work on a daraisa level. But a shtar kinyan, when you need the edus, l'kiyum adavar, the shtar is there to create a shtar kinyan, to make a chalos, to make something happen, not just to verify that something happened, then it's going to help, even on a daraisa level. Just one second. So that's how miyashiv shita saramam, only by shtar rai, where it's edus b'shtar, it's not going to work me daraisa. Rav Salvechik pointed out that the machlokas in the Gemara Gittin, whether Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti, Rameir and Rablazar, is only by Shtar Kinyan, not by Shtar Raya. Because a Shtar Raya, it's Pashut, requires Chasima. It's only Nitan Le'amer that Eide Mesira Karti, that witnesses seeing the giving of the Shtar would work, by Shtar Kinyan, where the Chalos is happening right now. But if it's supposed to be a Raya, how's it a Raya if you don't have the signatures on the Shtar itself? Yeah? By Prusbul, you're saying?
No, not
Prusbul,
but
Moshe Shtos of the Bezin. How can you have a concept of Moshe Shtos of the Bezin on a Daraisa level if there's no concept of a Shtar on a Daraisa level? I hear. Got to think about that. I don't know. It's an excellent question, yeah. Got to think about that. I don't know. There's one more piece. Maybe we'll finish up that one more piece tomorrow with Beis Din. Remember I said that three things, two types of Eidos, two types of Shtar, two types of Beis Din. So we'll finish up that piece tomorrow. And then maybe we'll move on to the next sugya. I don't know, I'm not sure what the next sugya is going to be. Maybe the purpose of Onesh Misa, what we're trying to accomplish with an Onesh Misa. All right, we'll see.
I was a tag Friday night.
You what?